who still needs a microphone because I was late.
Thank you, Donnie, for making me live. Let me turn this around. You can position that a little bit. I'm going to lower this quite a bit. Perfect. Thank you.
Close enough?
Yep. All right. We're so thankful to see you here today. It's a beautiful congregation. We're glad to see Sister Melva. What a blessing. And Brother Dave, God bless you. Sister Melva's done so much in our church and churches all over. And we appreciate her, appreciate everything she's done, and pray blessing that God will give her strength every day. God is able. We're glad to have Barbara with us today. And Zebo, God bless you. God bless, and everybody. I wish we could just give all of ourselves a big, wonderful hug, but we're glad that you're here. Want you to feel part of the family and strength from the Spirit of God today. We believe in the Holy Spirit ministering to every situation. Nothing that you're experiencing is too small for the Lord to deal with and to help. And some of the things that we're dealing with are great big things. And we've encountered a few great big things lately, but the Lord is ministering. In my chemo, or it's not chemo, it's a different therapy, but it's a brand new therapy, it's a bio something. My blood numbers have been good. My doctor called me the first part of the week and said, amazing, can't believe it. And I'm thankful that the therapy is working. I really am. And it looks good. I'm off of my pump for 2 weeks, and I'm grateful for that. Not having to worry about that line that's connected right here. But I thank God for everything that he's done and that he's been with us. Debbie, can you testify? I know that's spur of the moment. Debbie is my lifeline to everything.
Spur of the moment. But I'm always thankful to the Lord. And one of these days, we should probably write a book about this journey. On
Amen. When I'm not here, Debbie speaks more. So I thought I would like to hear, and you'd like to hear from her. She's a blessing beyond understanding. And I'm glad 45 years ago in this church, we got married. Brother Smith performing our ceremony. I'm going to do 4th of July today and next week. 4th of July is big to me. When I was little, my grandpa made 4th of July the biggest holiday of the year. And I want to share 10 things you didn't know about the 4th of July, but I think a lot of you probably know some of these things. The Declaration of Independence wasn't signed on July 4th or in July at all, but it was around August the 2nd. The first celebrations weren't much different than today's. In other words, a lot of bonfires and fireworks and things like that. And they start in our neighborhood now. They start popping those things. Fireworks are illegal. But we don't see any stopping of their fireworks. Eating salmon on the 4th of July is a New England tradition. I'm not crazy about salmon, so it's not a big deal to me. Massachusetts was the first state to recognize the holiday. The oldest annual 4th of July celebration was held in Bristol, Rhode Island. Now, I have heard another place in North Carolina, so that might be under contest. But this I thought was interesting. The shortest 4th of July parade is in Aptos, California. Half a mile, and then they go to a park and eat and have fun. We'll eat an obscene amount of hot dogs, number 8. Number 9, we'll spend $6.7 billion on food. That's a pretty neat holiday. That's it. That's number 10, I guess. Yep, I'm sorry. Three presidents have died, and one was born on the 4th of July. Thomas Jefferson and John Adams died on July 4th, 1826, 50 years to the day after the Declaration of Independence was adopted. And James Monroe, the nation's fifth president, died a few years later, July 4th, 1831. So that's a few facts. Now, we will have more. Now, I've got to find my sermon in all of this. We will find more or share more next week. Get into the declaration itself. Well, turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 61. And then we're going to follow up with Luke 16 and verse. Luke chapter 4, 16 through 21. Let's pray before we begin, and that way we can just go. Lord, we thank you for your word. Your word is powerful and anointed. Anoint us today to speak your word. Let everyone be lifted up. Let no one be discouraged by your word. Lord, I pray that you'll touch us all with every situation and every need that we're facing. Give us the strength to overcome in your powerful name, by your Spirit, by your word. In Jesus' name, amen. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. This is Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Now that last line, we're going to read in Luke, and that line is left out because Jesus was ministering to his people for that time. And this scripture, the day of vengeance of our God, kicks us to the end of the tribulation and the beginning of millennium, where God defeats the enemy, the Antichrist, in the battle of Armageddon. And then it goes on to comfort all who mourn. I want you to understand, there are times that we mourn. There are times that we mourn. And then there's a time that the Lord comes in and brings comfort and gives strength. To comfort all who mourn, and to console or comfort those who mourn in Zion. Zion has a lot of reason to need comfort because they're always under attack. To give them beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. An anointing oil. An oil of incense for mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And this is the title of my message this morning, The Garment of Praise. The garment of praise. The robe of praise, if you will. That they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might or he may be glorified. In the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 16, Jesus was in Nazareth. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up and read. And when he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, when he had opened the book, he found a place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." This prophecy of Isaiah is directly related and speaking of Jesus Christ the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Now this is a little different, but it ministers to the things of liberty and freedom and ministry and setting captives free. He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. I thought that was interesting. Here we are celebrating the 4th in a few days, our Independence Day, and he's to proclaim liberty to the captives. We weren't necessarily captives, but we were under the thumb of the King of England. We were taxed without representation, and we decided it's enough. And we decided it's time to proclaim our independence, and we did. Our recovery of and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. You notice it stops before it gets to the vengeance, because the Lord wasn't talking to them right now about future things. He was talking about right then. Right then, right then. He was ministering, he was anointed, and he was doing what God sent him to do. And then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all that were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to speak to them. And he said, "Today, the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Isn't that amazing? Here it is, prophecy of Isaiah a few hundred years before. And now Jesus is reading this and saying, "This is it." Unfortunately, the people of Nazareth didn't accept Jesus' teaching. They got worked up so much, they were going to throw him off of a cliff. They picked him up and physically carried him to the cliff, but he escaped by the power and the Spirit of God. He went the other way. I don't know how he got loose, but he got loose. And the commentary said he never went back. I wouldn't go back either if they were going to throw me off of a cliff. But what a dumb thing to do, to pick up someone that could have done miracles in your community if you'd have just left him alone. He read the most wonderful promises that human beings could hear. I want the Lord to be my deliverer, healer, and blessing, and all that. But these people didn't want it, so they rejected Jesus of Nazareth. So my emphasis today is on praise, because I think praise is such an important part of our Christian life. It should be as natural to us as breathing, as eating, as drinking water. And it is such a benefit to our Christian life, such a benefit to our spirituality, such a benefit to everything that we are in Christ. In the book of Psalms, there was a minister that has passed away that had the TBN, Trinity Broadcasting, Paul Crouch. And he used to quote this scripture all the time. "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." And I thought, wow, that is such a powerful confession and a powerful verse, that I will bless the Lord. You say, how can we humans bless the Lord? Just magnify him for who he is. Just tell of who he is according to the word of God. There are many verses in the book of Psalms, in the book of Revelations, and throughout the Bible, Isaiah's got a number of those verses that just describe who Jesus is. And verse 2 says, "His soul, my soul, shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." I think it's very important that we praise together. When we gather together at Calvary Temple, we want to praise the Lord. We want praise to be a part of. And our worship service is important. It's not something we do to get to the preaching of the word. It's a part of everything that we do to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise, we worship, we sing. We give glory to God. It's very important. I want to bring this to the New Testament in Ephesians 5:19 through 21. Those scriptures says speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. I can't clap to save me, but I sometimes will go to get kind of feel like things started, but if I keep going, I'm going to be off beat. So I drop it. I wish I could clap. When I get to heaven, I'm going to clap right on time. Some people can clap on time. Bless your heart for that. Clap all you can. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. But I can do my best to make melody in my heart to the Lord. I can't sing harmony, but I can sing and I can do the best I can. A lady told my mom one time, she was sitting right behind her, said, "You can't sing a lick." My mom said, "I don't care, I'm singing anyway. I'm going to sing as best I can." And she, both of them were right. Mom couldn't sing that well, but she sang anyway. Doing the best she can. And that's what we've got to do. Giving thanks always for all things to God. I'll tell you, I think thanksgiving is so important, so much, so valuable to us. Giving thanks always in the name to the Father, to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. And that submitting to one another, I think that we, as we submit to one another, it is a godly thing. And it's not a thing of telling everything necessarily that we've done or, you know, there are some things you need to keep to yourself, and that's all right. But it is a trust of other people in the house of God, and that is a good thing. The word praise is an expression of approval or admiration. It's an offering of grateful homage as the act of worship. Thanksgiving is a public celebration of the acknowledgement of divine favor. To be thankful is feeling or expressing gratitude. I really think thanks is important. Worship is a reverence for God, a sacred personage, or a sacred object, a formal, ceremonious expression of worship, adoring or reverence or regard. I heard Jimmy Swaggart teaching this morning, and they were talking about it's okay to worship speaking in tongues. Some people don't believe that. They don't understand both the value of tongues and the fact some think that everything has to be interpreted. Most of those people that believe that don't believe in tongues anyway. So you can worship here in the Spirit. Worship in the Spirit. That's what the Scripture said. Worship in the Spirit and with understanding. It's fun. And it's powerful and it's helpful. As I said a while ago, there are reasons that we mourn. A young couple in Texas lost their newborn baby. Just as we arrived there, that baby was born, I think, the Sunday night we were in the first service in Texas. That's back in February of 82. I just turned 30 years old, and we went to Texas. In a few days, that beautiful baby passed, had a heart issue. The young father was a worship leader. When he came back after a little time off, he got up and he led, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit and with understanding. Oh, magnify the Lord. And I thought, the Lord has ministered to him. The Lord has touched him and given him a change and a hope. And I appreciate there wasn't a dry eye in that church for the experience that they had had. When my mother-in-law passed away in 1984, was it? 89. Okay, 89. 88. I stood and asked, and that was in the same church in Texas. I stood and asked for prayer for the family and comfort. I had a young man stand and say, "You don't need comfort. The Bible says you don't need comfort. And you shouldn't be mourning for someone that's gone on to glory. The scripture says that we don't mourn as others do. But we do mourn. We do feel heaviness. We do hurt when our loved ones have gone on. And I agree it's not the same, because we have hope beyond this life. After service, I wanted to nip that guy in the bud. I wanted to cock him, boy. So what are you thinking? Why would you stand and say something like that? Our pastor, Brother Clearman, still pastoring today in his 90s, came up and he told the guy, he said, "You're out of order. You shouldn't say anything." He said, "I know, Sister Autry. She's a lovely lady. She wrote me one of the most beautiful letters that because I ministered to her family and how much she appreciated that." He said, "You're going to mourn someone that you miss like that." Pastor took care of everything, brought calm, peace, and correction to the issue. And I don't mean to bring this down by bringing in celebrities, but I heard Dwayne Dog Chapman, who is a bounty hunter, his wife just passed away a couple of days ago. And I listened to his comments about his wife and how much he loved her and how much he would miss her. And he said, "We're going to celebrate her life, but right now we're going to mourn. We're going to take some time and grieve and get this worked out." And you know what? That's perfectly understandable. But when we come to a place to where we've mourned, there's a place where God comes in. There's a place where God ministers to comfort all who mourn, to console or comfort all that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He, Jesus, God, might be glorified. When we praise God, when we put on that garment of praise And I just want us to almost get a sense of when we come in to worship, or we're staying at home and we're worshiping the Lord, or we're driving down the road in the car. How many can feel the Lord when you're driving? I haven't driven in 6 months. I'd love to get behind the wheel of anything right now. My excursion or Debbie's Edge, I'd like to go fast. I'd like to get with it. But I haven't been able to do that. But I felt the Lord driving down the road and felt the presence of God. But you feel like you've put on that garment of praise, that robe of praise. And praising God is our working out or building muscle. It is absolutely a benefit to us. I have several things that I exercise for my arms to build muscle, because that's all I've got to push and pull and all of that. But it's like going to the gym. I want to leave with one more example out of the book of 2 Chronicles. God ministered to Jehoshaphat and Judah. Jehoshaphat come to God and he said, God, we're up against a big enemy. It was the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir. And they were about ready, they were way outnumbering Judah. And Jehoshaphat come before God and he said, oh, our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against them. And this great company that cometh against us neither know what we against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon you. And the Lord spoke to them through the prophet, and he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and all ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor be dismayed. The battle for the be not dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, it's God's. We need to know most of these battles are not ours. Most of these things that we fight are not ours. I didn't ask for leukemia, but it came. But I'll tell you what, the battle is God's, and I'm trusting in His grace. Verse 17, you shall not need to fight this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Jerusalem. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head and with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Worshiping. Worshiping. Some say, well, you got to praise, and then you push into worship. I don't know where the line is, but all I know is it is telling God how great thou art. Oh, Lord, my God, how great thou art. Verse 21, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers to the Lord. singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of His holiness. I love that expression. The holiness of God is beautiful. The ugliness of sin and Satan is horrible. But the beauty of God, the beauty of His holiness is awesome. And as they went out before the army, how would you like to be a singer going into battle? Might be a little scary, huh? But there they were. God said, stand still and I'll show you the victory. They were never in danger because the Lord was between them and the enemy. So you're going to praise the beauty of His holiness. And they went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. I'm glad God's mercy doesn't run out. Because I find that every day I need more mercy. I need to come before God and say, Lord God, I don't want what I deserve. I want what Your mercy gives me, Your blessing. When they begin to sing and praise the Lord, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Moab, or Amnon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which came against Judah, and they were smitten. So the Lord can fight our battles for us. The Lord can win the victory for us. I want to share this song. Debbie, perhaps as you come to help us with music today. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit and with understanding. Oh, magnify the Lord. I like that. I like that a lot. All you that mourn in Zion, I have authority to appoint unto you in Zion oil of joy. That will set you free. I like oil. I like the anointing oil of the Word of God. I like the oil that we have that we rub on your head when we pray. Or in my case, I might rub on your hand because I can't reach everybody's head. But the oil of joy, the oil of joy that will set you free. Lift up the hands that hang down. Lift up the voice now still. Give unto God continuous praise. Sing forth from Zion's hill. Sing to Yahweh, alleluia. Worship and praise our God. Praise and adore Him. Bow down before Him. Oh, magnify the Lord. So I want us to put on the garment of praise. I'm going to ask the Lord to touch us today. And then I want us to praise the Lord for a bit. And at the end, we will pray for you. Anybody that needs to touch. We're going to pray for Sister Watson. And we'll pray for anyone that wants a touch. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank You for Your word. Lord, we pray that we'll put on this garment of praise. We have heaviness. We have mourning. We've lost in situations and we've lost family. And it hurts so much. But we pray today, Lord, that You'll bring a comfort of Your Holy Spirit, a comfort of Your power. And Lord, that You will let there be a release to praise that will empower us for victory after victory after victory. Lord, we need more than one answer. We need a succession of victories of your mercy, miracles of mercy, explosions of your almightiness. I pray for your people this touch in the name of Jesus. Would you stand where you are and let's just love the Lord for a few minutes? Precious Savior, we love you. We exalt you, God. We exalt you, God. Kandorosoria laradia. We honor you. We honor you, Jesus. You're worthy. You died for us on the cross. You gained victory, Lord. You sat at the right hand of God. Only one has died, and that's you. Only one has sacrificed all, and that's you, Jesus. We love you today. We honor you. You are Alpha. You are Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You are the only one, the only name under heaven whereby men might be saved. Oh, we honor you. We know that every knee will bow. We know that every tongue will confess that you are Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you. Shora makalania. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Shoro kuria. Am I not your Lord, your Papa God? And don't I love you with a tender love that reaches out to all your needs and situations? I don't push you away in the time of your stress and tragedy, but I draw you close to myself. I want to express and show you today how great a love I have and how great a power to help in the time of need. My little ones, draw near to me because my love and my mercy is everlasting, saith the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to pray for Sister Watson. Would you go and touch her? Yeah, I can't get that close. I don't think I can get in there. So, we're going to pray for Sister Watson. God bless you. Okay. Precious Lord, touch Brother Art and give him strength in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you. Precious Lord, we pray for Sister Watson today. We pray, Lord, that you'll give her a miracle. Help her with this latest thing. I pray, God, for a miracle. I pray, God, for mercy. Lord, we look for your hand to take away the situation that's looming. Lord, your grace is sufficient. Your blood covers, and by your stripes, we are healed. Yola makanda ledididio sundai. I pray in Jesus' name, victory in the name of Jesus. Hora makaa ledididia sunda ledididia. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else you'd like prayer? You're back. Holy God, I pray that you'll touch Bridget, Lord, your mercy. Lord, take away the pain and take away the cause of the pain. In Jesus' name, Lord, we plead your blood. We ask your mercy. Your mercy. Let there be a miracle of deliverance from this pain. In the name of Jesus, for the glory of the Father, in the name of Jesus we pray, and we give you glory. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You like prayer? Praise God, praise God. For your loved ones. Precious Lord, I pray that you'll touch David. Lord, we need a miracle. David's not able to help himself. But you're God. You're the Almighty One. And you're able to free David from this bondage. Set him free, Jesus. Set him free, Jesus. In your name, we plead the blood of Jesus over his life. And we pray deliverance from the bondage, Lord, of all that he is bound by. And the kalamasori kiriandalini. Under all of this bondage, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you set him free from everything. Everything, everyone, every bondage. In Jesus' name, to the glory of a God, a Father. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
I knew where to come.
Praise God.
I was baptized here. This is the first church I was ever in.
Really? Really?
Brother Corin was here.
Brother Corin.
Brother Corin.
We remember him well. God bless you.
Such a blessing.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Not often that we have someone come that was baptized by Brother Corin. But Brother Corin was a great man of God, and we appreciate, of course, his ministry. This church has been blessed with great pastors, and we appreciate the Lord. Appreciate every one of you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Anyone else like prayer? Because we don't want to miss praying for anybody. Then let's pray that the Lord will be with us as we go. Lord, bless us today as we go. I pray that you'll strengthen us, each and every one, that you'll be with us mightily. And Lord, that you'll bring us back the next service, next Sunday morning, and we'll celebrate Jesus all over again. We celebrate you every day, every day, every day. And we honor your name. Lord, we ask for miracles, a lot of miracles, but we know you're the miracle worker. We thank you, Jesus, for being with us. Amen.